Welcome back to Soccer Cards United. It's episode 167 of the greatest soccer card podcast in the world, hosted by the top two card show attendees in Europe. I'm Jason, that's Enzo. Hi, Enzo.
Hello, Jason.
How are you?
Oh my God. So I'm good. So I've been sick for a week. Monday was the worst day of it, but it just dragged me the rest of the time. I thought I'd be fresh to go Thursday, but it wasn't to be the case. So apologies for the lack of podcast for the last week, but I have been dying of a COVID-like illness that wasn't COVID.
A mystery COVID-like illness.
Yeah, be careful out there, people.
A flu or something.
Something that everyone seems to have, and people that I haven't been in contact with are telling me, oh, I had some weird shit. I did COVID tests, it wasn't COVID, and I was like,
Right.
So some weird stuff going on out there in the streets, so be very careful in this summer heat.
If you're out in the streets in the heat, be careful.
Be careful out there. But I'm feeling very good now.
And you're better just in time. Obviously, the podcast is back, but you're also better just in time for this Saturday.
Yes.
When we will be in Hamburg.
Yes.
At the European Trading Card Tour. Let me just get it. We were actually announced as vendors because we're going to be there with tables. With three tables. Now, I know some people are listening and they're thinking, oh, three tables. I didn't realize the guys had a... all the infrastructure required for three tables. We don't really. The answer is we don't really. But we are going nonetheless, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm very excited.
I was asked to, for the vendor announcer, I was asked to submit a piece of text for how we should be announced. And I said the following. Soccer Cards United is a hobby brand from Ireland. Their online store, soccercardsunited.com, sells sealed boxes from Topps and Panini, shipped worldwide. They also happen to have, quote, the world's greatest soccer card podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yes.
So...
That's us.
That's us. That's all we can say. That's us. Okay. So we're in Hamburg. If anyone's going to be in Hamburg on Saturday, please let us know. The 24th of
reach out to us
and let us know, because it's going to be a lot of good fun, I believe. I'm just having a look at some of the other people that are going to be there.
If anyone has any Hamburg tips, unless you have some, Jason, built in, let us know.
I've been to Hamburg once before.
Okay, there you go.
And I remember they were showing The Lion King, the music, the like theater show of The Lion King. And it was something like Der König der Löwen or something, whatever it was. And it was on a big, like floating kind of like pontoon down by the river. It was like this big floating theater.
Oh, yeah.
Where they were showing The Lion King.
We have some shenanigans to do Friday, because Sunday morning we're flying back.
Mm-hmm.
So Friday will be our day for hamburging.
Yes.
Hamburgers and Hamburg? They're not known for that?
I'm sure they are. When I was there, I was eating something called Bismarck herring.
Oh my God.
Which is pickled herring. And it's not to everyone's taste.
No, it wouldn't be for me.
I liked it a lot. I was also at a this thing that they have called a Fischmarkt, which is just fish market. And it's like this like beer hall / like market / kind of farmer's market, fish market, beer hall. There was a rock show going on. But it's all in the morning. So when the fishing boats come in. So you're at like kind of like what is like an outdoor kind of festival environment, but it's 6 a.m. It's crazy. It's crazy stuff.
Listen to this.
Yeah.
Is Hamburg cheap or expensive? Google search.
Mm-hmm.
Hamburg has become one of Germany's most costly large cities due to the cost of living, which is almost at the level of the top 10 most expensive German cities. Then, another one, Jason. This is the last one I'll leave us on. Why is Hamburg so expensive?
Oh my God.
Do you know the answer to this?
No.
But how come Hamburg is so expensive? Possibly it's down... This sounds like a German wrote this. And it's translated into English. Possibly it's down to the fact that Hamburg boasts the highest density of millionaires in Germany, and one multinational corporation after another romps around the city. And it's with this ever-growing economy it creates jobs alongside prospering prospects.
What a city to have a card show in.
Let's hope some of this high-density millionaires... stop by the Soccer Card United triple table.
Certainly. So if any Hamburg-based millionaires are listening...
as I'm sure they are.
We'll see you on Saturday.
See you on Saturday, big men.
Okay, so on this show today, we're going to do Hobby HQ as usual.
Okay.
But then instead of Your Football Week, we're going to do our season review segment.
Yes. Yes.
Where people are going to tell us what they want us to talk about for the end of the season.
Okay. Can I say, Jason?
Yeah.
It's wonderful being back in this room with you.
Well, you're very welcome back. I tell you, I was walking around last week like a lost puppy, a bit hangdog. I kept saying, I don't feel right. I haven't podcasted.
Yeah, what do you do?
What do I do? What's my reason for being? If not the podcast, to be is the podcast.
Can I give you just a little PSA update?
Uh-huh.
We have a big PSA 64 card submission, not all cards of ours. And it's in QA check one, Jason. So it's been graded, it's been assembled, and now they're checking the grades again.
Yeah.
Just in case. But they've been doing that for some time now. I'm getting fidgety.
Hurry up, PSA.
I want my Jude.
PSA, if you're listening, he wants his Jude.
Jude just moved to Real Madrid. I want to...
take advantage.
I want to take advantage. This is the moment.
Buy the rumour, sell the news. Right, okay. The checklist was added to the Topps UCC Chrome thing on Cardboard Connections and other places where you can get your checklist info. And then, so probably the biggest news was the multi-autos.
Multi-autos.
There's a whole series of dual and triple autographs.
Dual and triple autograph goodness.
So, we can go through some of them. The duels you got for Man United, Bruno Fernandes, Anthony. For Real Madrid, for AC Milan, Real Madrid, you got Cafu and Roberto Carlos.
Yeah, Brazilian fullbacks.
Milan, okay, cool, yeah.
They're mixing clubs here, Jason.
Okay.
Don't get confused.
I'm not confused, I'm
intrigued.
I'm intrigued. Fabio Carvalho and Alejandro Garnacho on both sides of the Liverpool-Manchester United rivalry.
There's a card in here for us, by the way. I don't know if you've seen it.
I don't know if I have. Gonzalo Ramos Moreira Jr. for Benfica. Ronaldo and Luis Figo for Real Madrid. Roy Keane Gattuso.
Oh!
Holy smokes.
Oh!
This is the Soccer's United Grail card.
That's it.
The combative midfielder Soccer's United Grail card.
Yes. Oh, we have to get one.
We have to get one of them.
We have to.
Lampard Gerrard. That's cool.
Classic.
Haaland Messi. Interesting.
That's, yeah, interesting is a good word.
Interesting.
I mean, the two Ballon d'Or candidates.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good way to do that one.
The year it was released, these were the two front runners for the Ballon d'Or.
There you go.
A moment in time.
A moment in time. Passing of the guard.
Yes. Iniesta, De Bruyne. Okay.
Midfield maestros, I suppose.
Yeah. Two of Pep's.
Pep's men.
Pep's midfielders.
Pep's treble winning midfielders.
Dennis Bergkamp, Patrick Kluivert.
Dutch excellence.
Dutch. Pirlo Kaká.
Ah, we love it.
Lovely
we
stuff.
We
love it. Harry Kane, Heung-min Son. Wouldn't be a dual autograph checklist without Harry Kane, Heung-min Son.
No, people love that.
Musiala, Bellingham.
Very much Jude class together.
Yeah.
Bunching it.
Grealish, Mason Mount.
One for the English.
One for the English fans. Neymar, Messi at PSG together.
Bros.
Messi for FC Barcelona. Cristiano Ronaldo for Real Madrid.
Let's go!
Messi, Ronaldo... dual autograph.
A true moment in time. A moment in time that spans over a decade.
An era.
I love
that. Yeah. Very cool.
Benjamin Sesko for Salzburg and Dusan Vlahovic for Juventus.
So, they're not from the same place. Okay.
I almost said they were.
And then...
Sesko Vlahovic. Slovakia.
What's Vlahovic Sesko? Is Serbian.
Serbian? Oh my God.
And Sesko is Slovenian, I think.
Okay.
And then Neymar Jr., Vinny Jr.,
oh, the juniors.
The juniors.
The junior dual auto.
Yeah.
That's good.
Brazilian, obviously.
Can I say?
Yeah.
Was there a single miss on that dual autograph checklist?
No, I think they were all pretty much...
On the money.
They were all pretty great.
Love it. Congratulations.
Then, the Chrome triple autograph. So, first of all, you have the Arsenal heritage. Tony Adams, David Seaman, Martin Keown. So, a goalkeeper and two centre-halves.
Oh, what a partnership.
The Arsenal defence partnership. Then you have Jamal Musiala, Pedri and Bellingham.
I call that Jude class triple auto.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
The three leading lights of the Jude class.
Unbelievable.
Then you have more heritage. You have Franco Baresi for Milan, Dino Zoff for Juventus and Franz Beckenbauer for FC Bayern München. That's your kind of your 20th century greats.
That's unbelievable.
That's very good.
As is the next one.
Gerrard, Scholes, Lampard, they couldn't fit all into the same midfield for England, but they can fit onto the same card for Tops.
There you go.
Vinny Jr., Robert Lewandowski and Neymar for Real Madrid, Barcelona and PSG.
Someone said that was a weird one.
It kind of is a weird one.
I don't hate it.
No, but it's just kind of random. It's a random...
You're not seeing the same level of...
No, I don't really see the... You could say the same thing about the Brazy, Zoff, Beckenbauer, but they're kind of joined by an era.
Yeah, but these boys, like, I think Lewandowski up front, two wingers either side, you know, you have a bit of...
Could be, yeah.
They all played in La Liga at one point, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I get it, it's a bit more out there.
Michael Owen, who was previous to Jude Bellingham, was the last Englishman to play for Real Madrid. Patrick Kluivert and Henrik Larsson, so that's for Real Madrid, Barca and Celtic.
Okay. That's a weird one.
Yeah. Xabi Alonso.
I mean, all foxes in the box.
Yeah.
You can get away with that.
Maybe. That's not how I picture Kluivert, but maybe I should. Maybe I ought to. Maybe I'll change my way of thinking. Xabi Alonso, Steven Gerrard, Danny Murphy. That's the Liverpool tree dragon head meme for midfielders. For all Danny Murphy. Hard. Look at this one. Maldini, Kaká, Crespo.
Come on.
AC Milan getting a massive treatment. Massive club.
We're a massive club.
Let's face it. Here it is. Cristiano Ronaldo for Real Madrid. Lionel Messi for FC Barcelona. And Luka Modric for Real Madrid.
I kept incorrectly saying the last three people doing Ballon d'Or. Completely forgetting that Karim Benzema had just done it. But three Ballon d'Or winners nonetheless.
If they could have had Karim Benzema in there.
Like, who else would you put on a triple O? With those two, Messi, Ronaldo.
You should. You should. No, I was saying put in Ronaldo, Messi. Ronaldo, Benzema, Modric.
Oh yeah, that'd be cool. That's you like the Donruss. I think there's a beautiful auto similar to that back in the day.
Yeah.
But yeah, I understand that for the Ballon d'Or. But yeah, I get what you're saying. You're pulling that card. You're almost disappointed.
Well,
almost.
It's kind of you're going like, well, who you know, Messi and Ronaldo.
Class.
But then you put Modric in there, and all of a sudden you're disrupting the center of gravity of the card. I think.
Hmm.
And then you have Ronaldo, Haaland, Messi.
That's cool because that's something that you see on a Leaf card.
Yeah.
And you're kind of like, that never happens.
Yeah. That's kind of like what you'd make like a Leaf or a custom card or something would be that. Yeah.
Whereas like now they're doing it and I don't hate it.
And then Iniesta, Messi, Xavi. That's lovely.
That's beautiful. That's a triple stuff. Off.
Yeah.
You know, quad auto Trobus gets in there.
Yeah.
But like, that's beautiful.
But
in fairness, I don't think the triple auto's miss either. Maybe the Danny Murphy, but I understand why he's there.
No, I think overall, like it's an exciting checklist, and I like the use of double and triple autos.
Yeah,
I mean, obviously Panini have always been better at doing multiple autos than tops, but the problem with Paninis are that they're just completely random players.
You mean better in terms that they've added them into the checklist?
No. Yeah, we've seen them, but
there's nothing there to be seen.
Yeah, then we also have two cards in the upcoming Topps Chrome from the Grail set checklist.
Let's go.
So 4 of 9 and 8 of 9 are going to be out there in Chrome. The Haaland from Flagship was 1 of 9, was it?
Yep.
Right. You got Wonder Kids, you got Youth Quake.
One per light box, Youth Quake is.
Oh, one per light box. And then you got your one autograph per hobby. So that's kind of exciting. We talked before about the colour match parallels. Yep.
Zidane autos,
all that stuff. So the slated release date is June 28th.
Which is in 9 days' time.
Wow.
Chasing those double triple autos, are they the big chase?
They're the big chase for sure. Apart from the Grail. How could I forget the Grail? But yeah, I think the Messi Ronaldo auto.
Yeah, when they put that in Museum and they also put that Inception first year, they were huge cards.
Rightly so.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Rightly so.
Like, judging on the Musiala Jude auto that's in the graphic artwork, I think they're going to be really nice cards.
Yeah. They do. They look, just for anyone who hasn't seen it, they do look nice. I was going to say, we haven't seen anything. There's been no jewels in Chrome before, has there?
Nope.
No. Okay, we also got a first look, speaking of museum, got a first look at the upcoming museum. The most interesting thing about it was something you pointed out to me, Enzo, which is...
On card autographs.
And...
Oh.
It's just Champions League.
Oh, sorry.
That was what I was going to say. It's just Champions League. It's not none of this UEFA club competitions business.
No.
No Europa League. You're playing the Europa League, Europa Conference League, you don't belong in a museum.
Wow. What a statement.
Champions League has its own museum. And it's on card autographs as well. There's Kaká. He has one.
There's Kaká.
So this is interesting. Delivering a premium car product, 22-23 Topps Museum UEFA Champions League keeps the one pack per box format. Every hobby box contains one autograph, one relic, and one autograph relic. The framed autograph cards act as a case hit.
Case hit alert.
Case hit alert.
Case hit alert, people.
It's going to be a case hit. You're going to get one framed autograph in a case. Hobby case.
That's a case hit, people.
Yeah.
So that's an official case hit.
Quite exciting.
We cannot underestimate the fact that that's a case hit.
Yeah. For sure. Then we also have... I'm pretty sure that we didn't have of 125 parallels last year. I think we only went up to 99 last year. So okay. That's obviously... slight drawback, but you know, then we have this big mad what do you call this
booklet,
a booklet, got all sorts of fellas on this booklet. You got Neymar for PSG, got Iniesta for Barca.
Do you think this is a group of jewel booklets, or is this a mad booklet?
This is one big mad booklet.
Oh my, well, I don't understand.
This is one big mad booklet for sure.
Yeah, 10 autos in a 6 panel booklet, it says it right there.
Yeah. So
that's mad.
You got your Neymar, you got your Iniesta, you got your Lampard and Didier Drogba for Chelsea.
Class.
Could even be its own booklet.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. You got who you got? Marco van Basten and Ansu Fati. You got Kevin De Bruyne, Heung-min Son, Cristiano Ronaldo in a Sporting Lisbon kit.
Love that.
And then Leo Messi in a Barca kit. It's kind of wandering into Panini territory here.
The Ansu Fati there is out of shit, out of sorts. I feel like there's all legends on that card and there's Ansu Fati. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, why have Chelsea got two? That's my
gripe.
That's my gripe.
I think Barca have two.
Yeah. I think it should be one per, you know.
Yeah, basically, what's going on with that?
What's going on?
That's the Messi Ronaldo at the end is unbelievable. If that was standalone, I'm sure it might be as well. Like, there might be a version of it.
Yeah.
Obviously, when Messi and Ronaldo are on the same card, you'd rather it be Real Madrid Barcelona or Messi depicted as a youth.
Yeah, you kind of want them to be depicted as kind of parallel to each other,
same age, same era. The Ansu Fati is a weird one. Now who knows if this is a real card?
Well,
this could be like, this could be like, sure, no, on the checklist it might not be this 8 or this 10.
Oh, I see.
Is this even 10?
Yeah. Because subjects are subject to change or whatever they say.
Yeah, I don't know. I just like the idea of a big book.
Mm. So I wonder, is that going to be a situation where if you get that you don't get anything else?
Yeah, probably is.
You just, it's like,
but like, how do you divvy
like
that
a magician
up?
Like taking,
how do you divvy that up on a break, Jason? Imagine you have the Ansu Fati slot.
Yeah,
imagine
the carnage. Percy's only.
Percy's only. No, but imagine you do the Ansu Fati slot and then do a big roulette wheel and you win that for buying Ansu Fati.
Wow,
bit of jeopardy for you. Ansu Fati spot.
Buy the Marco van Basten spot. Get involved. Legendary Inc. We have the framed autos with the on card.
Oh yes.
Kaka started signing. Like, I think Kaka must have lost. Got financial trouble recently or something, because he's signing like there's no tomorrow.
No, I think they just got to his agent.
Right. Nice stuff. Good stuff.
Museum always a quality.
Always looks great. Never really does well.
On the market. Like,
on the market.
It doesn't like go to the moon.
No.
But that's kind of good.
It does its business.
Early.
Quietly and early and just, you know.
Apparent release date for that one, Jason, is the 12th of July.
Okay. Release is coming thick and fast.
Thick and fast. Just a couple weeks before The National.
Mm.
The National in Chicago.
Yeah. Attended by both of us.
Listen, the most, what was it?
I don't know.
The most well-travelled podcast to any card show in all of Europe.
Yeah, I think I described further. Us individually as the greatest card show attendees in Europe.
I don't know about that.
Maybe people who've seen us at card shows can judge whether or not we're very good attendees.
I think we're decent.
I think we're okay.
We're about right.
I think we could do a better job at engaging. But we're there running our own stall.
Yeah, we're busy.
So we're busy.
Don't let them get you down.
I won't. Now, I do have something... I missed the podcast partly because I didn't get to report on the words of Mr. Rich Mueller at Sports Collectors Daily. But the podcast is back, which means Rich Mueller is back with Sports Collectors Daily with the following story. eBay have announced that they are to limit break listings to pre-approved accounts. If you want to break cases or boxes on eBay, you'll have to hope the company has seen fit to approve you. eBay sent a bit of spice there, I thought, in the opening line from Rich.
Mm.
Kind of saying like, you know, having a...
Or eBay are cleaning it up.
Yeah. eBay sent emails to users who sell or have sold break spots in for cases, box, or packs on Wednesday, outlining a new policy that will allow only certain pre-approved sellers to list its platforms. We want to take steps to support this experience while also ensuring a greater level of consistency for our buyer community, and eBay spokesperson told Sports Collectors Daily. The policy won't be implemented until July 18th, but likely will impact a large number of smaller volume sellers of break spots. Some collectors reacting on social media saw the move as a good one, reducing the number of break listings while taking an active role in vetting the large number of breakers on his platform. However, it was a tough pill to swallow for those who suddenly learned they'd be no longer able to offer breaks. Here's a quote from one of them. "The news today came out of left field and was a complete shock," remarked Michael Borders, a collector of more than 30 years who sells break spots and cards online under the name Warrior65.
Mm-hmm.
He spent 19 years as a teacher before resigning prior to the 22-23 school year in order to ensure his autistic son could attend therapy. What?
I love that I'll skip the last. I was laughing at calling the school year the way you call a season.
Yeah, I love
2022-23
well.
School year.
The playoffs. He calls the exam season the playoffs at the end. So this guy's running his online business. He's breaking on eBay to support the care of his child. And he says, "I don't do a massive volume of breaks, but it definitely helps me provide for my family in a small way on top of my storefront. I literally started the process of increasing my product supply and lowering my cost this month, which makes this even more crushing. I spoke with their leadership team, but I was told there's nothing I can do. They said it was a business decision, but it seems they are simply catering to large breakers regardless of customer experience." Enzo, what's your feelings on this?
I don't know, because I feel like on eBay, like, anytime people upload a breaks list and you can just type in minus break and you don't see it.
Mm.
So I don't really know what they're doing, but I do think, like, everything eBay is doing is an attempt to combat the whatnots of the world.
So they're saying, they're looking at Whatnot and everyone else, and they're saying one weak spot in the armor of Whatnot seems to be ongoing controversies.
Yes.
So we're going to make sure that we can kind of, like, position ourselves as the home of
that.
Of, like, safe quality. Yeah,
you can't.
But you can't.
eBay can't do that at all.
Mm.
It's a weird one. Especially here, he says, obviously, there's 100 feedback, this, that, and the other. So it's really tough to know.
Yeah.
What benefit eBay sees in preventing sales on its platform.
Not a collector here.
And there's obviously a reason to it.
Obviously a reason to it. eBay have said...
they were strategic with this.
Yeah.
But it could have been as simply strategic as, like, we're putting something like this caused such a stir that I think a lot of people are like, you can buy break spots on eBay.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah. But it's kind of just... it's like a way for them to kind of almost reset... reset their... that category.
Look at this. The eBay Live platform. Mm-hmm. The eBay Live platform is something that the company has been touting of late, but it's... but they say approved breakers won't be required to use that platform in order to keep their status. So, like, eBay Live, is that happening? Is that happening soon? Mm. Everyone looks at the live selling, which has kind of changed the game.
Yeah.
And they want to get a piece. That's why Fanatics Live is in the works. eBay Live is in the works.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if YouTube Live.
YouTube Live.
YouTube Live.
You can selling. Already go live.
No, but selling. Live selling. Kick. Oh, I don't Kick know. Is coming out. Don't have you seen Kick?
Heard about Kick.
What's your thoughts?
I don't have any thoughts. Nathan Thurston of Blue Ridge Sports Cards in Virginia says he began doing pick your team breaks every 2 weeks earlier this spring. While it wasn't a major revenue source for him, he said he used break to diversify online selling he's been doing for the last 5 years. He said, "I think the more breakers we get to choose from, the better. eBay already protects buyers to a large extent, so I don't understand why they feel they need to cut out the smaller guys. It was a way for me to post auctions, then hang out with friends and new collectors every other Saturday. There aren't a lot of platforms to run auctions for breaks, and it was easy because I primarily sell my singles there."
Hmm.
It's part of a pattern of the industry is being constantly disrupted right now. There's a scramble among companies to get a hold of this new
thing,
this new industry, this new post Fanatics
landscape.
And I think we're going to see a lot of decisions from a lot of different companies over the next few years that collectors might kind of go like, what the hell? Because, you know, they're trying to figure it out.
I feel like since we started this podcast, Jason, the industry has changed week to week.
Mm-hmm.
There's always been a huge announcement every week.
Never a dull moment.
Never a dull moment. Some people like that are outside the hobby life, part of my life, say, like, how do you do a podcast twice a week?
Yeah.
about sports cards. And I'm like, you have no idea.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe how.
You wouldn't believe what is going on in this industry on a daily basis.
Yeah, it's...
There's all sorts happening.
It's constant. It's constantly turning. Never a slow news day.
Like, I'm sitting here wondering, is Fanatics Live going to be a global platform that we'll be able to sell on?
Experience tells us absolutely not.
You think they won't have Ireland?
No, I don't think so. There's a man driving a tractor outside the window. I don't know why. I suppose he was cutting some grass or something. Anyway, we asked you for your... That's Hobby HQ. We asked you for your thoughts on the season. And you gave some. So here we go. We're going to Twitter now to see what people said. We want to hear from you your questions, moments, and opinions on the 22-23 season. Was it watching Haaland explode? Was it pulling a Messi prison? What was it? People replied. First thing, Simon comes in and says, opinion, Haaland looks better with a short back and sides, because in the graphic here, Haaland has kind of big Viking hair going on.
It's a big opinion from Simon.
Big opinion from Simon to start us off. I think Haaland
does what he wants.
Does what he wants, scores when he wants, although...
Not in the big games.
Not in the big games. Got beat by Scotland the other night.
Shocking.
Shocking.
Got his goal, though.
Penal. Didn't win it. Do cards of... Here's James Darcy. Do cards of Haaland in his City jersey now have more desirability than his Dortmund jersey because of the treble and his historic success in the EPL and Champions League? Well, if you remember, James, for a long, long time on this podcast, we have been saying that when Haaland moves, his Salzburg cards would suddenly become prominent, because who cares where he played in between where he started and where he is now.
I still think the high-end market has a lot to catch up with.
Yeah.
I think Haaland is a really weird case, because no matter what, it seems like his Bundesliga Chrome is his desired rookie card, is the most expensive rookie card. And that's, of course, in a Dortmund kit. And I think that's going to be a very hard thing for the market to overcome, yeah. Because all of his premium Salzburg stuff, for the most part, came after he'd already moved to Dortmund, so it's all a big grey area.
Yeah.
The only truth is the Fußball. But that's not premium, so people don't care.
That's not premium.
But that's the only truth.
You're talking about stickers.
If you're talking truth, that's the only truth.
In terms of...
Austrian Bundesliga release.
Okay.
That's mad.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a few other bits out there, you know, some match attacks in a Salzburg kit. But again, there's a grey area kind of associated with most things. He has the tops now, which again, it's also a really good one. But yeah, for some reason, that Bundesliga Chrome, it's that premium juice. People love it.
It depends, because I think you're talking about his Dortmund jersey and his City jersey. And I think both of those...
Are iconic in their own way.
And you kind of just... It comes back to who exactly is collecting Haaland.
But at the same time, you look at the City jersey, like even just that with the red collar, red accents. That's an iconic kit now, because they went on and done a treble.
Yeah.
In 20 years, there's going to be so much nostalgia associated with that jersey.
Mm.
And I think Haaland in his first year in City, I think there's significance to those cards. Are they more significant than Dortmund? Not more significant than his first Dortmund.
Than his rookie Dortmund
stuff. The Bundesliga Chrome. But anything like after that 2019 season, I think his first year City means more.
Yeah. So it's like goes rookie season, then skips
everything in between.
Yeah,
the filler.
Yeah, from the filler to the killer. Speaking of killer, let's listen to more questions. Alex says, definitely enjoying Haaland going crazy. It'll be fun to watch him try for 60 goals in all competitions next year. I do think he'll get there. My soccer collecting journey started with vintage and Haaland. Getting my BVB autograph authenticated was a highlight. Now trying for an official City auto, Prism Select, etc. And Alex has helpfully included this picture of a Dixie Dean and Haaland next to each other.
Fighting it out for all the records.
I know a guy that just looks exactly like Dixie Dean, and it freaks me out every time.
Great. It's a scary looking man.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, he looks a bit less like war-torn than Dixie Dean, but there's the authentic Haaland, and then there's a DACA Haaland. Okay, Jake the Mailman comes in and gives us an organized version of this
request
and says, favorite set, all select releases. Favorite insert, visionary / renaissance.
Nah, he didn't choose there.
He couldn't.
Okay.
Favorite hit, Messi, beautiful game, gold auto, 3 of 5.
Oh my God, it's beautiful.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Holy smokes.
I would love it.
Jake.
Jake, stop.
Jake, stop it. Look at that.
I think everything in his Argentina kit from the World Cup is just so cool.
Yeah.
Like that Argentina kit, obviously post-World Cup, so it has the World Cup winner badge or whatever. I don't think that one does. Does it have 2 stars or 3 stars? Because that has the Copa America, doesn't it?
I think
yeah, Copa America 2 stars. So that's like a pre-World Cup jersey or the World Cup jersey. Looks so nice. It's so iconic. Jason, he won the World Cup. Let's not forget.
And the gold border of the card
matching
the gold of the Argentina badge.
It's crazy.
Brilliant. Brilliant stuff.
If I hit that,
you'd be like, whoa.
I wouldn't know what to do.
You'd be like, let's go.
I wouldn't sell it. Let me tell you.
Well, for the right price.
Nah, it looks too nice. That's class. I want to Google what a base card of that does.
Favorite SCU episode 101. I don't remember that one. And favorite game, the World Cup final. What a game that was, by the way.
That came up on my Twitter feed.
The World Cup final?
Yeah. I'm talking about a beautiful game. Oh, I typed in final. Yeah, someone tweeted the full World Cup final. And I almost watched it, but I didn't.
Okay.
I said.
You said, yes.
Control yourself, Enzo.
Yeah.
Please.
At least, if you want to watch it again, go back and watch the highlights. Lord knows there was enough action.
It was unbelievable.
Right, we're on Instagram now. Drop your thoughts, I said. And Kevin came straight in and Kevin said, watching Haaland and Lewandowski have success in other leagues and countering the yeah, but it's the Bundesliga argument about their past seasons.
Bundesliga tax.
If Lewandowski could be the top scorer in La Liga and Barca could win the league and Haaland could score a load of goals for City, then obviously Bundesliga scoring is transferable. It's a transferable skill.
That's true.
So, and I happen to know that Kevin's a Lewandowski collector, so bit of an agenda there, but I'll allow it.
This beautiful game, Messi autograph, is class across the board. It's about 1,500 to 2,000 euro.
Just for the base, beautiful game?
Yep.
Wow.
And there's a green cracked ice, which I believe comes from the
The Blasters.
Oh, no, it's not the Blasters, sorry, the Fat Packs.
The Fat Packs.
And it looks so good. Although I don't love the green, you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't match that card, if you imagine, but it's still...
But the base,
the blue. The blue is an ob 15, has blue on the sides. Jason, one just sold for 2,500 3 days ago. There you have it.
There I have it. Sports Card Social says you've got to talk about West Ham. Of course, you've got to talk about West Ham. They won the Europa Conference League, champions of Europe. They said to Fiorentina, "You'll never sing that."
That's heartbreaking.
Declan Rice, going to be heading off.
Somewhere. Apparently Eric Ten Hag's going mental at the Man United board because he wants to challenge Arsenal for that.
To challenge for Declan Rice?
Yeah. But they can't because they're too busy trying to sell the club for 6 billion.
Yeah. And Declan Rice doesn't want to go to Manchester. He lives in London.
He's a happy man in London.
He's happy as Larry in London.
Although he seemed happy in an Irish kit back in the day.
Yeah, this is not a man to be trusted. This is a serpentine man. Right, so well done. We say well done to West Ham. We say well done to David Moyes.
Absolutely.
And we hope that West Ham can have a good season in the Europa League next year.
The big win.
Okay. Degenerate Card says Camavinga is the best left back in the world.
It's true.
It's true. I mean, he got...
Apart from Teo Hernandez, of course.
A bit caught out in the old semi-final against City.
But who wouldn't?
You know, he's definitely the best... definitely best left back in the world that's not a left back.
Yes.
I'll give him that much. Camavinga is one of those players that was a kind of a lost season for him hobby-wise. Because he obviously got pushed into the left back position. It would have been better for us as in the hobby if he was able to play in that midfield role.
Where he had such an impact last season, probably.
Yeah. Where he's kind of coming on making those like cameo appearances and winning games in the Champions League. He was the last 20 minute man, the closer.
But now, what's going to happen with that midfield, Jason?
Don't know. Ajax Sports Cards says, watching the... Here's a moment for you.
Oh my God.
When I ask for moments, I want moments.
Yes.
And this is a moment. He's painting a picture. Watching the World Cup final in New York City with my son near Times Square, only to celebrate the World Cup win with 10,000 Argentinians. Pulling a Messi kaboom, Beckham kaboom, and 2 Lukaku kabooms in a row. Also watching Ajax having a crap season. And watching the USA beat Mexico again. Oh, and the Mexican fans still bitching about no Arapena.
Oh my god.
I mean, that's Ajax. Sounds like I wish I had the season that Ajax sports guys had.
Yeah, listen.
What a season. You describe it with such the intersection of the sport and the cards and the
this. It all was happening.
It was all happening.
And your boxes had what they needed to have in them.
Unbelievable stuff.
Can I say, what a season for Katie McCabe.
Yeah.
Who's just been named Arsenal Women's Player of the Season.
Wow. Champions League Team of the Season and Arsenal's Player of the Season.
Heading into a World Cup.
Legend.
Legend.
Captain. Leader. Legend.
Irish.
Irish.
Let's go.
Best Irish player in the world for me, Jeff. Tim says, with Haaland's historic season, do you think there'll be any... Oh, here you go. Here's one for you, Enzo. Do you think there'll be any long-term impact on owning a first edition sticker, a football sticker, as opposed to second or third edition? Thanks. Love the show. Keep up with the great work. Thank you, Tim. Enzo.
I think so. Because okay. I think right now a lot of people want that first edition sticker. I think most people don't really know the difference.
Yeah.
And I think it's up to PSA to actually distinguish, which is going to be very hard now because so many have been graded.
Yeah.
It's also hard because the first, second, and third edition kind of came from when you were in the trenches and you actually seen them get released week. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you had to be there.
If you're talking to PSA, they'd be saying, prove to me that's a first versus a second edition.
Yes.
Which came first? We don't, like, prove the timeline. But you only know the timeline if you were there. And trying to get Panini to tell you the timeline, they're just going to say, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So for me, ideally, if I have a PSA 10 foosball sticker, I want it to be first edition.
Yeah.
If it's third edition, I'm happy enough. The second edition has the white on it, which is very obviously different. I don't like that one.
In an ideal world, the first edition would be...
The go-to.
But we don't live in an ideal world, Tim.
It's not like Pokemon where it says first edition plastered across it, which makes all the difference.
So, you know. Okay, skipping cards. I want to see if... So just kind of looking forward... I want to see if the U.S. Women's National Team Donruss cards do anything notable during the World Cup. It depends on whether the U.S. Women's National Team do anything notable during the World Cup.
Oh, and it also depends what Panini are releasing for the World Cup.
Yeah. Tell you what, though. That Katerina Macario signed for Chelsea. So, that's a big move. Champions League semi-finalist this year.
Okay. Excited about that. A rookie going there.
Yeah. Best team in England by many people's...
Standard.
JD96 has a lot to say, but okay. I appreciate it because, you know.
Because you said paint the picture.
The Premier League season felt like one of the strongest in terms of the 20 teams competing we may see for a while, and maybe one of the most competitive ever, especially looking at the relegation battle, the money spent in January, and number of managerial sackings. Now, what does that mean?
What do you mean?
I'm thinking about, that's a big statement there from JD96.
Well...
I would personally say the Premier League is much, much less competitive and much weaker than it was, say, 20 years ago.
I don't know. I feel like in this scenario, obviously Arsenal had a good run for the title for a very long time, which added a bit of excitement. The top four was very up and down most season. No one really knew. Like, with Newcastle creeping into top four.
Yeah.
With Brighton doing what they did.
Yeah.
Obviously, Liverpool having an off season, Chelsea having an off season.
Mm-hmm.
Tottenham having a bit of a Tottenham season. And then you look at the teams that were potentially getting relegated. You're talking Leicester City, Everton, and a few other bits.
Yeah,
there was a lot going on, I think, in the league.
There was a lot going on, but I think there was definitely, like, there's definitely a league of kind of a lot of also-rans, like a lot of, like, relegation battlers, strugglers. I don't think the Premier League is really... A lot of things they say about it, like, you know, like you need 40 points to stay up, that hasn't been true in a long, long time. Anyone can beat anyone. Only Brentford beat Man City. like, it's, you know,
Brentford B's, they signed someone recently.
I think they made Kevin Schad a permanent
manager.
I believe he was a Bundesliga rookie from 21-22.
Okay,
very highly rated German under 21 international. But anyway, I think it was maybe an exciting Premier League season, but I think...
Jason, you have 14th place West Ham winning the European trophy.
Yes.
Which is the strength of the Premier League.
Yeah, I suppose...
I think Arsenal had such a good season that it made Man City's dominance look very different.
Yeah.
The gap between first and third is 14 points.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah. So no, I think it was. I think it was a. You know, it was. I just don't think it was maybe one of the most competitive seasons ever, because you look at like...
It's more competitive than the F1.
Certainly more competitive than the F1, which is at this point not even really a sport.
It's gone mad at the moment.
But
now that Luton are in the top flight, surely the competitiveness...
That means the championship is competitive.
Luton are in the top flight, Jason. You better put respect on that.
Okay, also, we had a lot of... JD96 keeps us going. Also, we had a lot of exciting stories across Europe to follow. And follow them we did. Napoli winning the title. Lens flying in France and getting Champions League in second place. Union Berlin getting Champions League. Alderweireld's stoppage time goal in Belgium. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
And Dortmund going so close.
But not quite.
To toppling Bayern. All that with a World Cup in between. Think we were spoiled.
That's true.
Yeah. And it's no coincidence that all this crazy stuff happened in a World Cup year.
That was in the middle of the season.
Yeah.
True.
And so in terms of... We should talk about the World Cup. In terms of... having a World Cup in the middle of the season, how do you feel about that compared to a Summer World Cup?
I prefer the Summer World Cup.
Yeah.
Obviously, the World Cup that we just had was one of the most incredible World Cups that we ever got to witness, because we got to witness absolute greatness.
Yeah.
In a final that lived up to the expectation of what it should have been.
Mm.
So that was incredible.
It was definitely a World Cup that got better as it went on.
Yeah. Does it take a bit of shine off a treble? Maybe. Maybe it does. Maybe your main striker didn't have to go to the World Cup, got to rest up during the winter.
Yeah.
And then got to never look tired.
Yeah.
You know? But then you could say, you know, Julian Alvarez won the World Cup. But he got the rest most of the season on the bench.
Yeah.
So it takes a bit of the shine off it. You didn't gruelingly go through a full season. You got a break in between.
Mm.
Obviously, a lot of your players didn't get a break. They went to the World Cup. But different circumstances. A lot of them played a couple of games.
Yeah. No, I think...
I prefer in the summer. Just because, like, it gives such a buzz in the summer.
It's better.
It's better. But I understood why it happened, happened in the winter. And I was delighted for all involved, especially Leo Messi. I mean, I personally loved watching the World Cup during the winter.
Brightened up those gloomy nights.
The gloomy nights lit up by wonderful football.
I have here some more questions.
Okay.
Luis says, thoughts on Francisco Conceição? I think Francisco Conceição looked bright at Porto, but that may have been because his dad was the coach and kept picking him. And then he went to Ajax, and Ajax didn't have a good season. So low risk, high reward play, Francisco Conceição. Stavvy Stacks, great question here. Does your hobby value nosedive if you're signed by Bayern Munich?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one likes pins. Once you get signed by Bayern Munich, as far as most of the footballing world is concerned, you're out of the game.
You're out of the game. You're just, you're going to win the league.
Yeah.
And you're going to do it very efficiently and not very glamorously.
Yeah.
And whatever.
Yeah. There's no, it's hard to know what to do when you go to Bayern.
You might go on and have an amazing career. Yeah. With a lot of trophies, win a few trebles.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it kind of does. I mean, but maybe not for Germans.
Maybe not for Germans.
Big Bayern fans are like, now the demand is up.
Yeah.
You just wouldn't know. It's tough.
So, what transfer would you like to see for the hobby this summer? For the hobby, what transfer would you like to see?
Mbappe.
Mbappe is the main one.
I'd like him to just move and stop having all this dancing around with PSG and Real Madrid and everyone. Just today they were asking him, Pep Guardiola, is he going to Man City? And he said, you know where he's going. That's what Pep said. I'd like to see Victor Osimhen. I feel like Napoli, you did it. You had your year grand. Your manager left because he knew.
Yeah.
Now just let your top players leave. Just do it.
Break up the team.
Break up the band. Have a good memory and move.
Tell you who I'd like to see move.
Who?
That Harry Kane.
The Harry Kane lad.
Just let him go.
Go to Saudi Arabia.
No, don't go to Saudi Arabia.
Imagine him trying to learn Saudi Arabian. Arabian.
Arabic. Arab. Jesus.
I was in a Middle Eastern restaurant yesterday.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I'll tell you about it off air.
Tell me about it off the air. I know people love restaurant talk, but we're not going to get into it.
Not today, no. It was unbelievable, though. It was everything it needed to be, Jason. I'll bring you.
I'd love to go.
I have a list of places I need to bring you.
Yeah, take me all around. Show me good that. Right, so, Berhalter, good move. I believe the US reappointed Greg Berhalter for the 2026 World Cup.
No, do you know what they did, Jason? What? If you're out of the loop. They hired a company to do a managerial search, and that company came back with the manager that they just fired.
Brilliant.
Unbelievable from that company.
That's brilliant.
That's how you do the bare minimum.
Yeah.
Do you know who I think it actually be? You're never gonna get. I did all the stats, I did all the statistics. Now, Ricardo Pepi has had a bit to say.
Gio Reyna
obviously had all that blackmail going on. and is out there putting out assists to win trophies. Unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable stuff. I don't love it. Your man Pulisic loves it.
Yeah.
He's delighted. Clearly loved the manager, you know. I don't love it, but I also think United States are many a year away from where they want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that he is kind of a fine intermediate manager.
Yeah.
Until then.
It's okay. I mean, it's obviously not... It's not probably...
It's not progressive.
It's not progressive.
It's that's the thing. It's not progressive, but I think this company that they employ obviously said, it's not progressive, but the place we were in the world last world, that was fine.
He knows... It's the equivalent of hiring Frank Lampard to manage Chelsea. He knows the club.
He knows the club. He'll put these boys together. We have... Like, I mean, he's are qualified for the next World Cup.
Yeah. So there's no real...
There's no
then there. It's like that's why you hire someone a bit ambitious. It's not, you don't have to worry about.
Yeah, but like that's it's. I think you're going for the safe bet. I think the United States are saying if we get out of the group stage of the next World Cup and put on a good showing in the round of 16 or 32 or whatever way the World Cup's going to be in 2026.
Yeah,
that's great. There's no shame in it.
Mm.
If we kind of risk it, sign a Stephen Kenny type character.
Yeah. Oh God.
Who could take Dundalk to the Europa League or whatever? But in reality. Gets picked apart by Greece.
Yeah.
Which is unacceptable.
Yeah.
Then the Americans will be snapping. Like, Mexico are probably shitting bricks going into the World Cup. Because they've been in a shambles.
Yeah.
They're in a transition period and they need to transition fast.
They've been in a transitional period for a long, long time.
And they need to get out of it.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to be made a show of in the World Cup.
And they don't have the talent coming through the same way the States does.
No.
There's no Fowler and Balogun they're going to find playing in France.
I think they've gone with a safe move. With their mind on the World Cup, if he lasts that long, it is a long time away. And I think the whole idea is, and this might upset people in the States, but I think the whole idea is, if we can just get out of the group in the World Cup and play decent football, that's a success. That's something we can build on.
Yeah.
And in the next 10, 20 years, we'll be able to compete a lot more. You know?
You show the country a competitive team.
If this World Cup just gone was actually like the America World Cup, and all the Americans got to really rally behind that team for those 3 games, Tyler Adams, everything he was doing. 4 games, sorry. That would have been huge success for just like inspiring a nation.
Mm.
Do you know?
Yeah.
So I think that might be what the company came to that conclusion, maybe.
Sounds like you could start a managerial search company.
Jesus. You say that and you start kicking stuff. I would appoint myself the manager of the States. 100%. You'd be my
assistant manager?
Absolutely.
Be great.
It would be unbelievable.
That'd be good fun.
And Gio Reyna would play, boys. Don't worry. We get him in there.
Yeah.
No need to be concerned.
I don't know.
You're not sure?
I'm not sure. I don't like the way he trains. Bibrasfi asks, who's the 2022-23 rookie that's been most overlooked? I don't think people have fully internalized that Randall Colomwani is about to be sold for about 80 million euros.
But in fairness, he hasn't even had his rookie come out yet in Bundesliga Chrome because it hasn't dropped.
That's true. That's true.
I think Julian Alvarez, although I also don't believe he's a rookie this year.
Yeah.
So Julian Alvarez, if you have a rookie that has a top snow card holding a Champions League trophy, you probably had a good rookie year.
Mm.
But I think his rookie fundamentally is in a River Plate kit.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, just out of coolness, out of culture.
Yeah, a bit of culture.
And a footballing heritage and out of culture.
Yeah.
You have a rookie card of a man that's just gone on to win the World Cup, move to Man City, win the treble. He's an Argentinian and he's in a River Plate kit. One of the most iconic kits around.
In world football.
And you're telling me you're not going to respect that rookie card?
Yeah.
No.
No.
For me, that's the most overlooked. And that's obviously, it's so overlooked that it's not even in the 22-23 season. But I hate you. Makes me angry.
E.T. asks, will and should Manchester City be punished for cheating?
No. They should be, but they're not.
They probably won't ever be punished because it would never probably make... I mean, it's going to be years before we find out the result of the Premier League's inquiry. But, like, once you start pulling at that thread, I feel like by the time that comes out, the takeover of football by state-backed interests... It's going to be so complete that, you know.
What are you going to do? Punish every club?
Yeah. I think we're on a pretty much a...
Slippery slope?
Yeah. We're on a... in a downward spiral. With this sport.
Jesus.
And there's been a lot of great moments. Enzo, in terms of final thoughts on the season, I'll give mine and you can give yours.
Okay.
Or do you want to do it the way around?
No, you give yours. Go.
My feeling this season has been, first of all, I've watched less football this season than I watched in the two or three seasons beforehand. And part of that has been just the amount of travelling we've been doing with Soccer United.
On weekends.
On weekends, when the football is. But also, I think I've enjoyed, obviously Messi winning the World Cup was fantastic, but the whole World Cup itself was a completely exhausting circus, I thought. And Man City and all that, and I'm just tired of so many things in football having an asterisk beside them for being so blatantly wrong. And it's like, at what point, if you just keep doing fucked up stuff and everyone just keeps making excuses for it, at what point does it become something else entirely? At what point are you not even really watching football? You're watching some sort of like doped up Frankenstein's monster of a, you know.
Atletico not doing too well this year.
I put out
a very good valid point. That's football Twitter.
That's football Twitter. That whole interaction sums up why I'm struggling with the sport. Basically.
I enjoyed some of the purer parts of the sport, Jason.
Yeah, so did I. That's sort of that, by the way. But it was in spite of all the good parts, it's hard and it's getting harder. That's what I'll say for me and football.
My sad moments in the World Cup was Brazil getting knocked out.
Yeah.
Because Neymar had a real moment.
Mm-hmm.
And it was beautiful. And
it was beautiful.
They just completely fucked it.
It seemed like that was going to be like Neymar's
moment. And just to get even further in the world, I think that would have put him in the semi-final maybe.
Yep.
Which would have been cool. And then same with Ronaldo's Portugal. I think Ronaldo had such a circus going into the World Cup that, like, had he just scored a few goals in the World Cup, beat Morocco, got into a semi-final against France, that would have been really cool.
Yeah.
Those two kind of story arcs upset me. Frosinone getting promoted to the Serie A.
Magic.
Beautiful, pure.
There's still purity in Serie B.
There you go. Our manager has resigned since because he kind of knows. I'm not
dealing. He's pulling a Spalletti.
Yeah, he's saying, that's it. A lot of Italian managers have started to go, I've done it, I have my accolade, I'm not going to stick around and suffer like Roberto Mancini. You won a trophy, go away.
Yeah.
Respect yourself. Don't tarnish your reputation.
The fall of Mancini's Italy has given a kind of a lesson to everyone in Italy.
Cautionary tale for all Italian managers. So Fabio Grosso got us promoted in beautiful fashion, the first time we've ever won the second division.
Yeah.
We've come up with such attacking football, such a beautiful, youthful team, amazing. And I was very excited to see that kind of kick on next season, but he has left, which upset me. AC Milan having a wonderful season in Europe until the very end.
Yep.
Was wonderful. Rafael Leao.
Semi-finalist.
Yeah. Rafael Leao having a great year.
Mm-hmm.
Messi winning the World Cup made me very happy, even though they put that horrible coat on him thing, robe. That was horrible. Bad times. Luton getting promoted, I'll give them that credit.
That was good fun.
Luton getting promoted. West Ham winning a European competition. But beyond that,
Sevilla winning another Europa League.
Yeah.
I actually have just a list. The top of the hobby, a couple of winners and losers.
Okay.
Winners, hobby wise, this season. And this could be like the players are winners and people having holding the cards are winners.
Okay.
Obviously, anyone went Haaland. Haaland, massive hobby winner this season.
Absolutely.
Messi.
Oh.
Huge hobby winner this season.
Tremendously big.
Also, can't forget this. Pele.
Mm.
Pele unfortunately passed away.
He's a big winner.
It's over. Like, the Pele autographs
are done.
Are done.
Just about done.
Just about done.
Wow.
It's fine. It's fine.
Jesus.
Losers, Mbappe wasted another year.
How do you die and end up a winner?
Yeah, well, Mbappe, I think hobby wise wasted another year.
Yeah, facts. Although in a World Cup, unbelievable performance.
But his prices didn't.
No, but still unbelievable performance.
No, brilliant. He, like, you know, but for some reason nobody cares.
You know, his on card autographs are in there, man.
Yeah. And then Mbappe, probably the biggest hobby loser of the season in terms of at the top of the hobby was Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Absolute nightmare season for Cristiano Ronaldo holders.
Like a nightmare, I would say.
Yeah.
You didn't expect it to fall to be so big.
No.
Now, I believe we've reached
the floor.
The floor, because one Mr. Gary Vaynerchuk
yeah.
came onto Twitter and said, I bought the floor.
Yeah.
I did it. He bought a PSA 10 rookie. I think the one that just went for 48,000.
So Gary V said, we'll go this low, but no lower.
Enough.
Yeah. That's it. I'm calling it.
That's it. Done.
Yeah.
And people tend to follow what he does, so.
So that's good.
That saves that a bit. But that was, yeah, big loser.
Big loser. But anyway, listen. Next season, we'll be here. We're here all through the summer. I was thinking for the podcast during the summer, by the way, Enzo.
Talk to me.
Are we sticking to the 2 episodes a week?
Last week there was no episodes.
There was no episodes.
I think we need to lock ourselves in this room.
Yeah.
And come up with a big plan for the summer.
Yeah.
We can do it.
We can do it, no problem. If you're going to be in Hamburg this weekend, let us know. If you're going to be in Edinburgh for the Scotland Car Show the following weekend, let us know.
We're everywhere. Well. If you're going to be in Chicago, we will do the call for that in a couple of weeks.
Yep. We'll do.
I need to message my friend Ernesto.
Oh yeah, show you around.
Based in Chicago, show us around.
Show us around. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
What a thrill! All right.
What a thrill!
Thank you to everyone for sticking with us through the season.
Thank you for not upsetting us too much last week by request to where we are.
Yeah.
I was sick. I was healing. I've set such a standard of message responses, Jason, that a lot of people...
Freaking out. Yeah.
In disarray.
Yeah.
Couldn't believe it.
Because you had to, you know... That was like you went a couple of games without scoring.
And they were shook.
And everyone's like, oh my God, is Haaland the right fit for City? This was yours, Haaland the right... But you're back.
You're fine.
You're going with the treble.
Is City worse with Haaland? No, not quite.
Turned out... Guardiola figured it out.
What a manager.
Big manager of the year.
Big winner of the year.
For me. All right.